works and all this stuff. So I'm going into 24, still dating, still hopeful, still thoughtful, and not just deleting everything or not just, you know, hermiting
giving up.
Giving up.
I applaud that because dating can be exhausting. I did a episode recently that talked about dating fatigue. It is a thing.
Oh,
it's exhausting sometimes to, especially if you know, in both of our lives as professional women, we're very busy. Like when I give you my time, it's valuable because I can be doing other things.
Yeah.
And if I give you my time, it's valuable to me. And sometimes when you're doing that and you're out and you're putting yourself out there and you're going on the dates and you're, you know, you're on the dating apps or you're meeting people through friends or whatever the case may be, it can sometimes be exhausting when things are not exactly the way you picture them. So I think in essence, the bottom line is Clara really helps us to kind of jot down, recognize what we accomplished in this date, what we learned about that person, about ourselves, whether or not there was compatibility. And it kind of takes some of the guesswork out and helps you to still focus and say, okay, you know what? This person may not be everything that I want in my list. I don't really have a list, but you know, we all have preferences and things that we like and don't like.
Yeah.
That person may not fit all the boxes in my list, but these valuable things that are like non-negotiables for me, they meet my needs there. And so that would really, like in your situation, help you to understand, okay, yeah, let's give him another chance. Let's do another date with this person. Because I feel like that's a part of, that kind of takes that dating fatigue kind of away a little bit. I'm not gonna say it goes away completely, but it does help with the process of you being able to kind of do that process of elimination. And it's not just you depending on what you recollect from the date. Because like we said, we as women and people in general sometimes tend to glamorize things when the reality is not as good as you thought it was.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, and I love that you said that in terms of investment of your time, because I say a lot like return on date. Like, what was your return on date? Right. So now with the Bumble guy, right, who didn't score well, I probably would have spent another like 3 to 4 weeks like anxious about this person. If he did text in the, you know, a couple weeks later, yeah, I'll go on another date with him. Right. But I didn't. I literally was like, no, this isn't a good use of my time. This is someone that doesn't align in what I'm looking for. This is something that I need to get let go. And it's funny because we talk about that a lot as women. It's like, I'm just wasting my time or whatever. But then I also see tons of women who are locked in situationships and they can't get out of them. And when we talk about a waste of time, like we know a situation are a waste of time.
Waste of time.
Such a waste of time. And not only, and it, you know, waste of time is something that's, you know, it sucks, but it's not like hurting. It also hurts you.
Being your heart. Yeah. It's devastating.
Healthy. Yeah.
It's devastating.
You're anxious all the time. You're not feeling you're not feeling worthy about yourself. It is not healthy to be in a situationship. And we make fun of it. We talk about the DeLulu era and our situationships. And it's so funny. The Sweethearts candy, they literally came up with a situationship candy box for people who are in situationships, right? I mean, we're making fun of it and I get it. Like that's the reality, but it's not okay.
But it's devastating to your heart. And it does hinder you from being able to want to move forward, because every lesson that we've had to learn in life, it does take a little bit extra push for you to get back on the horse and keep trying. You know, it's hard when you've been knocked down so many times to keep getting back up. And every time you entertain things that are not for you, it makes it that much more difficult to get back up and do it again.
Yep. And that's where Claire for Daters helps, is because if I kept going out on dates with him, right, it would have shown, the data would have shown the same thing over and over again.
Over and over again.
Different questions, but ultimately I didn't feel physically safe with him. I didn't feel emotionally safe. I didn't feel relationally safe. Like we weren't alignment in values. All these things were not good. And it would have just, the data would have showed that. And that's the thing about Clara for Daters, is I actually never, Clara, the app will never tell you, Jillian, what are you doing dating this person? Like it'll never tell you that, because I don't believe in telling people what to do.
I think
we need to experience it and make the
choice. You have to experience and you have to see the data. The data does apply. So at the end of the day, you'll be able to see, okay, you saw this on the first date, but you chose to give that person a second date, and you still saw things that you didn't like on the second date, but you chose to go on a third date. So at the end of the day, that's something that you realize, it should, I'll say the operative word being should, help you to resonate with the fact that, okay, I probably need to do some self-work mm-hmm. within myself to understand my value. Because if I truly understand my value, I won't let people devalue me. I always say, we choose how people treat us.
Yes.
You get to choose how you allow yourself to be treated.
Yes.
If they treat you the way you want to be treated, then you have a right to remove them out of your life. Yes. That is your choice.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to, if you allow somebody to continue to do the same things over and over and over again to you and you tolerate it, then why would they do anything different?
Exactly.
In other words, you're giving them permission.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really how I felt, like, looking back on my relationship with my ex, is that's how I felt. There was, we talked about, like, I'm the person who kind of makes everyone happy when I'm around. Mm-hmm. I was that for my ex. When he was coming home mm-hmm. from work, I was like, okay, is he in a good mood or is bad mood? Because he's in a bad mood, then I'm going to make sure he's in a good mood. And that really mm-hmm. fulfilled something within me that really wasn't healthy, right? It was something that mm-hmm. I shouldn't have been needing fulfillment for. And it wasn't something that was good for that kind of relationship. And I should have left him back then. Like, those were the things mm-hmm. that I should have picked up on a little earlier, and I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that's where Clara is helpful, is because if you're logging your dates, if you're being intentional, if you're writing those notes out on, like, how you're feeling, it'll all come into really clear perspective for you. Mm-hmm. And it won't hurt so much too when you're blindsided. So, mm-hmm. you know, again, I was on 33 dates last year. That's a lot of dates. There were guys that I would go on, you know, one or two dates with, and I was really excited to keep getting to know them. And then I would feel the vibe off on the third, like something was off. Mm. I asked the question, started asking with Clara, and I was like, something was off. Something was weird. I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, no, the score was lower. Like, what's going on? It all, honestly, it helps me prompt a conversation with them too. Mm-hmm. Like, well, let me take ownership of what, like, something is off. Yeah. I'm feeling something. So I'd have that conversation with this person. I'd say, hey, the vibe feels like it's changed. Has something shifted? Are you still interested in getting to know me? Mm-hmm. And the person was like, oh, I wasn't trying to ghost you, but yeah, I don't think that it's feeling good anymore. And that, and instead of letting him go, you know, start breadcrumbing or ghosting me for another week, another 2 weeks, whatever his, you know, plan was, I called it out. I was like, thank you for being honest. Like, have a good life, mm-hmm. right? Because I picked up on that data. I picked up on what was going on, and it was empowering enough for me to have an uncomfortable conversation and realize, hey, this isn't working. This isn't, he's not into it. This is okay. I'm glad I know it now, as opposed to like 2 weeks later, as he keeps continually breadcrumbing me or ghosting me or whatever. Right. And it's right. something that's a bit more empowering in it. And that actually helps with that exhaustion and that whole thing that we go mm-hmm. through.
Yeah. I love this. I am downloading it after we finish.
Good. Good. I've actually got a lot of people do that.
The beta test, I will do it. I am more than happy to help you. But so can you, can we go back a little bit and kind of talk about how the dating app works? Like, kind of what people should expect when they go ahead and they download this app, and kind of help them navigate through, does it give you the questions to ask on a date, or does it, does the data help you then be able to just determine whether or not that was good for you?
Yeah. So it's all reflective. So first, it's mm-hmm. in the App Store. It's free. It's out of beta. I'm trying to get as many people on it as possible. So please tell your friends. And it's for everyone. If you're mm-hmm. gay, straight, female, male, anything. Mm-hmm. And it's for any relationship types too. Because my goal is to really help people determine what a healthy connection is, and then just keep going mm-hmm. on that thing. And that's mm-hmm. just, that's it. Very basic. So once they download the app, it's a blank slate. It's very basic. It doesn't start really until you start putting the energy into it. So if you're talking to like two guys right now, or maybe you're talking to just one guy, mm-hmm. you're going to log him in. You're going to say, okay, I'm talking to John Smith, met him on Hinge, put his age in there, screenshot photo, put it in there. And then it'll ask you, do you have any initial thoughts about this person? And you can answer mm-hmm. however you want. The real juice is when you go on a date with someone, right? Then you log on a date. It's going to ask you, you know, when was your date? What was your mood going into it? Where was your date? So you're going to start collecting data, but it's mm-hmm. just like any other tool, is as much as you use it, that's how much value you're going to find from it, right? Because I'm not trying to match people. I think dating apps are a tool in that it's a lead source, but I have no intention of matching people. I think mm-hmm. people can match themselves, and I think they should, because they're the only ones who can figure themselves out in a relationship.
Right.
So this tool to help you figure out, you know, which connections to keep pursuing, which connections to allow in your life. But yeah, it's super cool if you keep going around in it. I do have fun with it. I like to, so I put it so that maybe you feel like you keep going on a date with a guy and it's harder for you to let him go, even though you keep scoring a five. So you can actually change his status and you can put him in benched, right? Because that's when it's in situationship territory. Maybe you're not ready to let go. And that's happened to me too. Like, you know, I get in my DeLulu time and I'm like, okay, well, he's been a five the last, you know, six dates, but I really like him. So, but if I'm going to be with my honest with myself, I'm going to put him in this different category. But you also have tryouts. So that's early on in the dating phase, like first or second dates. You have when they're in the lineup. So maybe that's when you're actually having two guys that you're like really seeing and you want to see which one gets committed to. And then you have committed where it's one person, but that's again, how you determine it. Because everyone's different and I appreciate that relationship styles are different. So these are just kind of helpful guides to help you. But the 10 questions are on every date, after every date, and they get harder as you go on more dates with the same person. So date one questions are going to be different than date nine questions, right? And I developed these questions with a psychologist, and basically they're always going to be, these 10 questions are always going to be around five core things. Did you feel physically safe? Did you feel relationally safe? Did you feel emotional safety? Was there chemistry? And was there values? So those questions are going to be what keeps coming up after each date. But yeah, it's a really fun process once you kind of get into it. And the feedback that I have from a lot of my users is, you know, I felt like I really wasn't doing anything. I made a New Year's resolution to, like, you know, improve my love life, but I really just didn't know how to start, right? How do I improve my love life? And this is a way to really show I'm improving my love life. I'm empowering my love life. I'm doing the dating apps. I'm telling all my friends that I'm single and I'm making progress towards my goal, towards my New Year's resolution of having a healthy relationship and a healthy connection.
I love this, Jillian. I love it. I think this is going to be such a good tool. I would love to be able to have you come back. I'm going to test it out myself, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not into the dating apps, but I'm going to give it a shot. It's not my thing. I'm going to come into it. It's a new year, fresh start, ladies and gentlemen. So let's come into it with an open mind and be willing to put in the work. The bottom line, Jillian keeps talking about the work. Mm-hmm. You have to use it. It's only going to be helpful for you if you put the work in. And that's with any. You know, you don't just get successful. You just wake up out of bed and one day become a millionaire, unless you were born into that type of family. You have to work your way up to that, you know? And so just like with anything else, we have to be intentional. We have to put in the work. And I love that this app is a tool and a resource to help you navigate through all the data, whether it's the data year. Or whatever. Yeah. It's a new year. So we should try it. We should try it. I will definitely give you my feedback on it and let you know how I think it's going to go. I've got to figure out how to do these dating apps. It's been so long. It's been years.
It's just one lead source. Also, go back to karaoke. I would say intro. Just say like, hi, I'm Erica and I'm single. And that's it. Like, that's how you should start on these karaoke.
Oh God, it's so funny because it's when I go to, because I go there every week, so they know me. Everybody that comes there pretty frequently, we have pretty much the same kind of crowd. There's a lot of new folks in there, but the ones that know me, they're like, you still single? Yes, I am single.
This is it. So whenever someone says that to me, I said, yeah, when was the last time you introduced me to someone? You haven't introduced me to anyone. I put it right back on them. I have a forum group networking. And I told them, they all asked me like, how's it going? I said, you know what, guys, I need one date from each of you this year. There's five of you. I would like five dates. And I said, you cannot talk to me about my love life or my dating life until you set me up
You set me up with somebody, not just anybody.
No. And they do that. Yeah.
And look, Julia's like, I'm intentional. I need this person. Do not set me up with some crazy person, please.
No. And I give them an age range. I said, this is what I'm looking for. You know my values. I've been in a networking group with them for 3 years. Like, they know.
Right.
I said, give me someone good. Stop asking me my dating life and set me up on one date. You can't find one person that you
would one person in the whole universe that you know.
Exactly. And I'm not asking to marry them. I'm not gonna say find my husband. I'm literally saying find me a date. So that's what I always say. And I think I would encourage everyone, if you get that question, why are you still single, by any of your friends, you tell them, set me up on one date. And they, I tell you, they'll be very quiet about it going forward.
Yeah, they will. They will. Because then their brains are going to start thinking and they're like, oh Lord, now it's on me. The pressure is on me now.
It really is. It is.
I love that. Well, Jillian, thank you so much for having us, for coming on, actually. And I am super excited about what you're doing. I think this is going to be great. I think that for many of us, especially as you get a little older, it gets a little, I'm not gonna say harder. It's not that, don't get me wrong. Like, I get approached all the time, but I get approached by the guys that I would never talk to. So it's one of those things where I am willing to put, more energy and more effort into it. And having an app like this or a program like this that actually helps you kind of navigate, it really does help, because it's journaling without journaling, and it's making you think, and it's making you dig a little deeper and have that critical thinking skill element added to the dating process. And like we said earlier, I think it will help alleviate some of that dating fatigue, because dating fatigue is a thing. And if we're not doing it right, this helps. This helps us to do it right.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's an anxiety, and it's also having a record of your efforts. So like, again, having like, for me to look back at 2023 and, normally if I went through a whole year and I didn't find that person, I would be really distraught at the going into 2024 and just sad. And it would be hard for me to like revamp, but because I have a whole record of my efforts, I feel a lot more empowered that I'm closer to what I'm looking for than what I was. And that's really, it's an important tangible for me to have. And it lessens my anxiety, because I'm more anxious attachment style. I'm prone to anxiety in general. And with all of this, I'm like, no, I did a hell of a job last year, really trying to figure it out for myself. And I did a hell of a job, working the leads and putting myself out there and figuring out what my boundaries were, figuring out who I'm in a relationship. I had a lot of uncomfortable conversations. I did a hell of a job with that. Like, I did a good job. I didn't get to that outcome that I wanted yet, but I'm a hell of a lot closer than I was in 2022.
Absolutely. And like you said, you're gathering more information, not only to help you with learning yourself and getting to know yourself a little bit more, what you want, what you don't want, but it also helps you really to kind of filter through and say, okay, I thought that this was something that I could have, moved in and progressed with, but it wasn't really for me. And honestly, like we talked about in the beginning, as women, we are at a point in our lives where we're done settling. And so when you've made that decision to not settle, why not use all the resources and tools that are at your fingertips to help you navigate that process?
Yeah. No, I'm as the data keeps collecting, I'm so excited, because I feel like last year, the days that I was DeLulu went from like 10 to like 3, right? So I'm getting better. And the time that I spent in situationships, I didn't spend any time in situationships last year, whereas you probably did, right? And I let things like become not having clear communication on relationship status, all that stuff, anxiety, all that stuff. But that last year I didn't. As soon as that relationship wasn't serving me, I identified it in the data and I said, no, this isn't what's serving me. And I moved on. So those are the real like winners of tracking and looking at data, being reflective, having high self-worth too, and reading the data and making decisions based on what you're learning about everything.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for coming. Jillian, I would love to have you back.
Yeah, of course.
And I tend to do podcasts with several other podcasters, and I would love to hear from my males. I have some male guests that I have on pretty frequently, love to have them on and kind of get their perspective, because we as women, we kind of get each other a little bit, to me, it's the most learning opportunities for me come from learning from the opposite sex. They really do teach me a lot. They really do. And it's always good to hear that from them. And if they could use this tool too, and to be able to see how to navigate their dating process, because again, we are at a place in our lives where we're ready to be intentional. And so this app definitely helps us to be intentional with what we want and what we don't want. So
yeah, no, I would love that. And we have great male users that talk really well about it, because we all have to, it's hard for us to stay focused in this day and age of digital everything. Intentionality is the only way forward, whether it's about food or about social media or about
losing weight or whatever it is, you're growing in your career. Everything has to be intentional, and you have to put the work in. I mean, I literally have a song on my album.
I love it. I love it. I'm gonna just download. We're gonna get your album. I need to go find this.
So it's on all the regular platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, all of those, Pandora, all the
platforms. I love it. I have a dating pump up song, so I listen to this like Spotify list that I have before each date, and it's I'll add that to this.
Be intentional.
Yeah, I love it. Intentional. I got it.
Well, thank you so much for coming, Jillian. You are a pleasure. It was great to meet you. I can't wait to see how this grows and how, you know, how many people are going to benefit from this. I think you have a jewel right here.
Thank you. No, yes. I mean, it's a problem that I definitely have. And like, luckily all of my users have experienced like positive things for it. And mm-hmm. I really want to get the word out. So the more people can use it, the better. And I'm excited.
Tell me how I can support, and I'm there.
Thank you. Well, I look forward to getting again on your podcast and then having some of your male guests, because I think that would be a fun perspective.
That will be a fun perspective. So we'll probably have three females and three males and kind of make it interesting.
I like it.
You know, it's always fun when I have my males and females on the show. I just sit back and just laugh because it's so funny how we have these different perspectives of each other.
Yeah.
Until we talk to each other. And they're like, oh, I didn't think that's how men thought about that.
It's not
all men or all women. It's kind of like, but it's always good to have that opposite perspective. I think it's really cool.
Sure. I love it. That'll be fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and being here. Guys, this is another episode of Relationship Talks, and I'll be seeing you guys next week. Thank you, Jillian.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how to turn a recording off. I'm horrible. If I end it, I'll just come back on so I can get your contact information. Okay.
Of course.
All righty.